Okay, everybody, here we go. Sit back and relax because it's already starting in a big way. We have a lot to talk about. So sit back and just mellow the freak out. At least that's what I'm going to try to do here. Friday pre-market report, December 2nd, 2022. Let's start off with this here. So we just got what apparently is being played up as a miraculous jobs number. Apparently, you know, that's what they're telling us. And whatever comes out of the tell lie vision and out of the freak's mouth, well, it has to be true because it's coming out of the tell lie vision. Well, apparently, we're getting this fantastic number this morning and the stock market is hating it. Hating it. Why would the stock market hate a good jobs number? Because again, the market is like a demented little child that must be constantly reassured that the Federal Reserve is going to have its back. Despite the fact that we just heard from it, thing, vomitous, putrid, pathetic, yellow stain, Powell, Fed Chair, who's explaining that, oh, come December, the Federal Reserve is going to start, you know, easing back on their aggressive stance here with regard to rate hikes. And, you know, your market took off on that. So now we got this miraculous number, which is absolutely completely fabricated. Let me explain this to you. What do we know is going on? Corporate layoffs are on the rise. And these corporations are promising more losses, more job losses for people moving forward. Thousands, tens of thousands of jobs are being lost, but they want you to believe that we're adding jobs. What did we just find out yesterday? The survey or the paper that was written up by Bank of America, starting next year, they're expecting 175,000 jobs net to be lost every month. That number's lowball. I'm telling you, it's going to be 400,000 to 500,000 a month. We're already losing jobs on an epic scale. But you have to understand how this works. Central banks, who are the government, work with the current administration who's allowing them to fulfill their end game by borrowing, making things up out of thin air to pull cash into the now, like, for example, revitalizing tribal languages to throw tens of billions of dollars at. Okay, so what's going on here is this fake number gets floated out. So Joe Bidenstein, mummy man himself can say, hey, we're adding jobs because the economy is doing so great, even though we all know it's in free fall by their own numbers. So what's going to happen later today is you're going to hear President Imbecile explain that, oh, we're adding jobs. People are spending more. That means they're doing so well. But what he won't tell you is people have no choice but to spend more because inflation continues to rise. So the market this morning is very unhappy about this supposed miraculous number because it needs to be reassured by the Fed, and it will. They're going to float out creatures. Watch what's going to happen today or tomorrow. Well, more than likely today, they're going to float out a Fed president or two to say, well, you know, come December, the Fed's going to start easing back, despite the fact that inflation is continuing to rise. By every measure, it will continue to rise. It has nowhere to go but higher. But that's the setup. That's the way it's going to go. So stock futures right now are down a couple hundred points, pointing towards a lower open. Now, off the back of that, you got a knee-jerk higher in the dollar relative strength. That's fear. You got a knee-jerk higher in the 10-year yield, about 10 basis points. That's fear. You got the MMRI higher by about 9 points. That's fear. Good. Let fear do what it's got to do, because I can promise you that if the Fed manages to keep rates suppressed, and that's what they're going to do here, and they manage to ease the market from its anxiety of a supposed fantastic jobs report, we're going to get this year-end rally, because you know how this works. The bigwig CEOs and all those fat cats at these corporations, they need their big, fat, multi-million dollar year-end bonuses, which are based off of share price. So the market will get propped up. Nothing is what it ever seems to be, people. You all know that. So on the back of this action here this morning, we got gold and silver under a little bit of pressure. Yesterday, silver put on a hell of a gain, over 5.5%. Gold over 3.6%. Crude oil right now is relatively flat, slightly higher. I would call it relatively flat. Cryptocurrency is under a slight bit of pressure here as well this morning. That's the setup for the market. But I want you to understand what's going on here. Again, fake data, none of it is real. You all know that. Corporations laying off thousands and thousands of people, but they want you to believe this miraculous jobs number this morning. I don't buy it, okay? And we can expect this to progress here as the economy continues to be pressured by central banks worldwide who are out to destroy it so they can issue an entirely new system. Now, let us move forward here. For many weeks now, I have explained to you that there's an issue here with the banks. No savings, no loans, and no deals. Well, that phenomenon, I really believe this, what I'm about to tell you. This is going to evolve into yet another banking crisis beyond your wildest dreams. And the banks aren't going to pay for it. You are. And it's already started. There's something called the Federal Reserve discount window. What is the Federal Reserve discount window? This is where banks, financial institutions can go to the Federal Reserve and borrow at a discount. Okay, they make it sound like it's some fancy thing. It's the discount window. Yeah, they walk up to the discount window and they borrow. All right, so this is considered a last resort effort to keep banks liquid. What do we know? The entire financial system is illiquid. This fractional reserve system, the way this works here, the debt market being a ticking time bomb, you all know that, all plays together here. So what we have is exactly what I've been explaining. So people are unable to save money. As a matter of fact, they've wiped out any savings that they may have. People are now resorting to tapping into retirement accounts after they've maxed out their credit cards just to try to make ends meet here. But we're adding jobs. It's miraculous. That's what they said this morning. And whatever comes out of the tell lie vision must be true. You know that because they're telling you, right? Anyway, obviously it's a complete falsehood. So what's happening here is banks are, they're not getting deposits, no savings, no deposits, no loans, and no deals. Henceforth, why banks are now resorting to this last-ditch effort to remain liquid. Understanding that, what bells and whistles should be going off in your head right now? I don't see a reason on this earth or off this earth to keep our cash in these institutions that are more than likely going to start to limit withdrawals or maybe stop them altogether. So I would sincerely consider, if I were you, somewhere to put your cash if you have it. First of all, there's no reason to be in cash. You should have a very finite amount of cash laying around. Because if you're in cash, you got to be out of your freaking mind here. You're guaranteed to be losing purchasing power on a greater and greater scale. I've been telling people to get out of the dollar, get more into commodities here moving forward. We're in the end game, people, and I think most of you are well aware of that. At least I hope you are. So understanding just real quick, no savings or no deposits for the banks, no loans and no deals, and now the banks having to resort to approaching the Federal Reserve discount window to remain liquid, that should tell you. And I warned about this, I think, before anybody else weeks ago, that there was a problem here. The banks, they're not in trouble. You're in trouble because the banks are going to get either a bail in or a bail out. They're going to limit withdrawal. So think about what this means for you, what you should be doing about it. Me personally, I'm telling you the truth. I keep an extremely low amount of cash in my financial institution, which happens to be a credit union, all right? And they're no better off either, all right, right now. The entire financial system itself is a ticking time bomb, and it's all linked to the debt market. You all know that here. But this is a clear and present danger to everyone. And you should consider what would happen if banks limit withdrawals, because that's going to be the next step. Discount window is a last resort effort here to remain liquid for the banks. Next step is going to be maybe stopping withdrawals. Think about what that means for you, okay? ponder these things, and don't take my word for a damn thing, all right? Just do your own research on this. Everything I talk about, just look at it with a pair of skeptical eyes and ears, and do your own research. People, look, I also want to thank every single one of you who stepped up yesterday and supported my work here. It means so much to me. And I always tell you, we got each other's backs, and a lot of you did stand up and support my work at the first of every month. I ask people to support my work. I ask for $5. If you can't afford $5, you know, whatever, a dollar. All right. Look, I think we got to have each other's backs. I got yours. Believe me, I got yours. And I hope that this blog is making a difference in your life, because you're not going to find out any of this stuff anywhere else. I really don't believe that. I don't follow another person here. I don't know what other people are talking about. But the stuff I cover here, it's actionable, number one. Number two, I don't think there's possibly another way to gauge what's really going on other than the information that I put out here. Because I dig deep and underneath all this here, and I think you and I have a really good handle on what's happening and what we need to do about it. Again, we're not going to stop betting against the debt, becoming our own central bank, holding physical gold and silver, have it all over my desk. You know, my favorite asset in the world is silver here. Get out of this freaking dollar here. And I would seriously consider right now, understanding the situation with these banks, getting your cash out. Find some other place to keep it. Or keep just a minimal amount of cash in these institutions, because if they start doing what looks like will happen here with limiting withdrawals and maybe stopping them altogether, oh, that's going to be epic, man. Epic. All right. Love all of you. Again, thank you to all of you who support my work. I will see all of you at the end of the day, and we'll sum this all up.